Well, I guess discussions today could, well, maybe quite fairly common out there. Well, it's a conspiracy theory. Some would call it. Others would say that, well, no, it's just that you get to look a little closer happening, what happened in the world. For the past decades or so, some things are a bit strange. They just don't add up. Mean, again, those very topics that I'm talking about now are almost banned. I mean, at least among certain people, if you don't have the right and true and factual and authorized opinion and understanding of those things, then people get angry at you, you may lose your job. That this is a big problem that we need to deal with today, and which some, and I would say, intelligent people with integrity and honesty and clear-sightedness point out that this free speech is when it's compromised, and it is when you use social media to spread, you know, to cook up lunch, and what is that word? Yeah, you know, the cancel culture and all that lynch mob mentality. Because it can get very powerful when you have billions of people connected to this media. If someone manages to dominate or control it or so. You know, well, one thing that made me first, not first even, you know, when the first Iraq war happened and the second, and well, even back to the Vietnam War, actually, we youngsters in those days found it all suspicious. The version of it we got in the mainstream media, that we had the US there defending the freedom and democracy of the world, heroes, against those gooks or whatever they call them. Yellow ones. You think about it now, it's outrageous. But then 9/11 happened. And there was so much about that that just didn't add up. Why do two such solid, strong steel buildings built to handle even an airplane flying into them? Two of them come down in a way, in two ways, two of them that demolition experts, I heard quite a few of those, the professionals who know these things, say couldn't happen without an expert demolition team involved. But not only that, why did a third building, I think 7 hours or so, a few hours after those first two collapsed, why did a third building in the same complex collapse just as perfectly? Why? What made it collapse? There's some fire in some office on the upper floor. I saw a like 2-3 hour long documentary made by those experts, the fire brigade people, the demolition experts, the building engineers. And they said, it's just not possible that it happened on its own. And the speed with which those floors came down and the perfect levelness, well, the speed was free fall basically. And that only happens when you have a very well planned array of detonation charges spread out throughout those floors. And then one asks, but what, why would a planned demolition happen just a few hours after those airplanes flew into the other buildings? And then, of course, the next question arises. The fact that those demolitions experts say that not even those buildings could come down so perfectly and neatly. Without an expert, very expert demolition team being involved. And then some Danish company of building engineers or demolition experts claim to have found in the rubble that alloy, whatever it is called again, that apparently can be used and is being used to destroy steel structures like that. So, I mean, what to say? I leave it at that because I don't know anything else, but it's just strange. And it goes on like that. I just don't understand it. Others say it's steel construction there. Airplanes can't fly more than like 400 kilometers an hour on that height. And if you want to slash through those steel beams, it's just if you try to go through the panzer of a tank, it's about the speed, the power of the speed of those, whatever it is. And some say that wouldn't be enough, especially when you have largely aluminium soft stuff there. So I just don't know. But you know, when I say this, I actually did it on purpose to test your reaction. Do you think now that, oh, he's one of those conspiracy theorists? My goodness, let's go to another channel. How did you go here? I've had those same doubts myself. Well, you know, my point here is that whatever side you are on, so to speak, there, whatever you think or suspect or trust or mistrust, we should be allowed to do that. Because if you're ridiculed, if you're, you know, again, when these buzzwords, if you can call them that, or these, I would say, weaponized words are established, that when you use them about another person, it's like a judgment. It's like kicking that person out of the field of normal humans and place them in some foil hat department somewhere where you can forget about them. Then it smells propaganda, because that's the way you do it. But also, I mean, I learned that there is this call for false flag operations. Heavy stuff that may even, it seems, involve the possibility of friendly fire, you know, casualties among your own for the higher benefit of it. So I just stop there. I'm not saying this or that, the for or against. But it's really about that. which I again find the most dangerous, the greatest risk for us, that when we are connected to such a powerful media as this modern media is, we have to see that, that there are people who know how to use that media to make us believe just about anything. To accept anyone as good or as bad, and anything as real or false, simply out of trust. With trust science, some people say. Well, then it became another religion to believe in science. Not only believe, such as I believe, but I don't know. But no, it's absolutely real. Trust is another thing than belief. And, you know, and it goes like that. What do you trust? Do you trust science in the sense of scientific method and facts, or do you trust scientists? Well, you know, they can be bought, and they are being bought left and right. Serving corporations and all kinds of masters who tell them where they need to stay, you know, within which framework of knowledge and reality and all that. What facts you're allowed to call facts and not. And if you don't believe that this is going on, then what? Well, what can I say? You know, and then when was it? Many years ago now, maybe 10 years almost. Do you remember the swine flu? Mm-hmm. And when it came and was here, I remember thinking, yeah, in a few years everybody will forget about that and forget the hysteria and how they pulled out some vaccine that was definitely not permitted here in Sweden, because it contains some substances that were forbidden to use in vaccines here. But they used it anyway, they just overrided all the laws even. And I remember thinking then that this hysterical mass vaccination against a virus that, when I looked it up in those days on Wikipedia and elsewhere, caused less casualties, less damage even than standard ordinary viruses, flu viruses. Now they removed that statement, but I'm sure you can find if you look in statistics that this most probably is so.
But it was then lauded and raised up as the greatest enemy of mankind, that we should now all surrender our lives to the noble medical companies who make this wonderful vaccine that will save us all from this, our common enemy. And I was even discussing with my friends then that, what is this? And someone said that it looks even like they're testing and training us and trying out and see how far they can convince us about something, how much is needed to make most people on this planet accept something as truth, no matter whether it is true or not. Because it appeared mainly as a media campaign, very well expertly carried out. And I remember thinking then that this may just be the beginning. And there will be another one, probably, of those pandemics, because it was then that they started using that word pandemic, as if it was like the Black Plague or something. But of course, even that and the next one, the big one, the capital B, but yes, I was kind of expecting, waiting for it. And woo, it really, I must say, exceeded all my expectations. The effectiveness of that media operation. Locking people up and forcing vaccinations with a vaccine that looked more like GMO, you know, like genetic manipulation, than standard vaccine. So again, I was scratching my head. And it was a vaccine that they had tried to get, sanctioned or allowed for many years, but it hadn't become so because it was apparently not safe enough. Now all of a sudden it wasn't just safe enough, but if you didn't take it, you could lose your job, you can be locked up. You could practically be treated as a terrorist. And then we started seeing lots of reports, medical reports, about people dying from strange heart problems. But also this cover-up, this quietude about it. You only found it there in alternative media. But it came from medical reports, not from the foil hats. So again, what's going on? And we can continue, but you know what I'm talking about. And, well, I'm just asking that question. What's going on? And if I shall give and dare to give some advice here, it is simply that. Check the facts for yourself. I know there are some people we don't know who they are, but they call themselves fact checkers. But you know, well, that's a good one. There's some fact checkers popping up telling us what are the facts. But I think we need to check the facts ourselves and share it and listen to those who actually come across as telling us such facts. And yes, I know it ain't easy to know sometimes what is reality and illusion, fact and falsity. But yeah, we're gonna do our homework.